Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us from Florida. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Oil hit $90 a barrel WTI for the first time since November. What is the story with crude?
Well, you know, we've been playing this for a while. Basically, global supply and demand has been tightening up anyway. And we've seen OPEC Plus, led by the Saudis, cut more and more. And they seem determined to get much higher prices. So, I mean, and at the same time, global oil demand is already passing the peak it hit before the pandemic, so it's on its way higher. You put those things together, you know, and things look quite bullish. So we have a bunch of oil positions. I'm giving my monthly newsletter subscribers a new one this Friday, and just that's a trend that I expect to play for the rest of the year and maybe into early next year as well.
Will the Saudis hold to this production cut? In the past, all these OPEC members have, you know, fudged their numbers. Oh, we're cutting, but they haven't really. Are they really holding solid this time?
Well, that is always the conundrum, which is the higher oil prices get, the more incentive there is for these other countries to cheat. The more incentive there is for, you know, even the big boys to also cheat. I believe the Saudis would really like to enforce it this time. They do not like Joe Biden at all, and they know that higher oil prices will hurt him. Now, this is happening despite the fact that U.S. oil production is like rip-roaring. It's higher and higher, but the world depends on Saudi Arabia. It's called the Central Bank of Oil for a good reason. So if they want higher prices, they should be able to make things stick. Then, of course, you have, you know, this is happening even without a major disruption, and we have a major disruption in the oil markets, you know, every 3 or 4 months anyway. So something's going to happen, and so that'll probably push oil prices higher again. That doesn't mean prices will only go up. I expect lots of zigzags and like stuff like that. But yeah, my current forecast for oil is $108 a barrel. We aren't that far from it, but it could go higher than that.
What's the story for natural gas?
You know, it just continues on. Natural gas is produced from independent natural gas wells, but it often comes as a byproduct from oil wells. We have more natural gas than we need right now, really. And so, also, there's been less demand in Europe, which has really been cutting back its natural gas use. So, I'm not as bullish on natural gas. That's why the stocks that I've been recommending our oily oil and gas stocks. That is, they have more oil or they're leveraged to the price of oil.
What's going on with uranium?
Wow. You know, I was just at the Weiss Investment Conference this past weekend, and that was my top pick. And it's been doing great for us. Our uranium picks are moving higher. I have a new uranium pick going up Friday. I gave the attendees at the Weiss Investment Summit a special uranium pick. I think, well, never mind what I think. The bull market is here. Uranium is up more than 20% this year. How high will it go? We are seeing a supply-demand squeeze. That really got a boost from last week. Cameco lowered its forecast for its annual production, but it's a global thing. It's just a general tightening, and so Now the bids in the spot market keep going higher and higher because there's less and less to meet the ongoing needs. So that's probably the thing that I'm most bullish on right now.
Copper, commodity they need to make all these planned electric cars. Is there any action there?
Not really. I mean, it zigzags. It goes sideways. My copper stocks are up nicely today, but I don't hold out great hope for them. What we need is for China to really get its act together. And there are some signs that that's kind of happening, but not in a big way yet. When we see China really regain its, like, traction in its global, in its economic growth, that's when we'll see copper take off. I wouldn't expect it to really take off before that.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, the demand for uranium going up, does that mean that the world is trying to wean itself off coal as a major source of energy for electricity production?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice if it were true? No, the world is not weaning itself off coal. Though, you know, they are building more coal plants, not as many as they would have built if there weren't other options. The problem is, really, the world is using more and more energy all the time. And that's applied in a whole bunch of ways. So energy demand is not static. Even though we bring on new alternative sources of energy, total energy demand just goes higher. So I'm not expecting coal to go away anytime soon.
Any action on the solar front?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've seen some great landmarks passed here in the U.S. and in China, which is the global leader in the solar, pretty much all around the world. But how are you going to keep the lights on at night? I mean, there is battery storage, which, you know, has its pluses and minuses. But really, nuclear power seems to be the kind of go-to people are actually choosing as a backup for solar, as a way to keep lights on all the time. And so, yeah, we are seeing more solar, but that, again, doesn't really change the equation.
Anything going on with tidal power? Anywhere you have an ocean, you have tides. Are people trying to harness that in any meaningful way?
Well, I hear stories about that from time to time, like, oh, someone's going to harness tidal power. You know what? Sure, maybe. It's not something I'm investing in now. What I'm investing in right now are things like oil and gas, uranium, healthcare, and industrials. That's because we're in a late-stage cycle of the economy, as I explained at the Weiss Investment Summit. We are in a boom right now, and let me tell you, that's a hard sell in a room full of people that only watch Fox News. They don't think the economy is booming at all. It is booming. However, I believe that the Fed is growing more and more impatient with inflation not being at 2%. And also, they believe that employment is too strong. There are still 1.4 job openings in the U.S. for every person who wants work. Fed hates that. They want higher unemployment and they want lower inflation, down around the 2% level. And to get that, they're going to keep raising rates. The market does not seem to accept this, even though the Fed's been quite clear about it. So I'm in the higher for longer camp on Fed interest rates, and I believe that causes a recession sometime next year.
You think the Fed has forgotten about baby boomers all retiring and there aren't younger people to replace them? And when will AI catch up to that gap?
I don't know. I mean, that's an important thing. One thing that I was saying about the recession that I expect next year is that as we have a recession, the big robotics trend that I've been talking about is only going to speed up. Because you can replace workers with robots if you can, and then you don't have to worry about a lot of things. Your costs get smaller, which you want in a recession anyway, and artificial intelligence is part of that. So I expect the big robotics boom to continue on going, even if there is a recession, and only to strengthen in a recession.
In other words, if you get laid off, that job may not be there later on.
We are seeing all kinds of things happen now among office workers, especially tech office workers, kind of like what we saw with the auto assembly lines back in the 1970s, where they made everything, you know, more automated, and they laid off lots of auto workers. We're seeing that in the tech space now, but it's just the beginning. There's going to be a lot more of it, and I believe it's a massive mega trend that's only just beginning. There are plenty of opportunities for people to actually ride this trend. And, yeah, that's something they should be looking at.
So AI isn't just a fad like bell-bottom pants that comes and goes.
No, I think it's going to transform tech. I mean, I do not believe it is just going to fall by the wayside at all. It's only going to get more and more stronger. And the story I tell is about how we got the telephone in the U.S. Because before the telephone, you could talk long distances. You used the telegraph, but you needed someone specialized to actually do it. It was complicated. It was expensive. But once they got phones going, any idiot could make a call to any other idiot. You know, you didn't need anybody specialized. And the growth of the phone industry in this country was incredible. And things happened that no one ever expected would be able to happen. No one dreamed could happen. Because if in the 1860s, say, you would say, you'll be able to pick up a phone and you'll be able to call someone on the other side of the continent, and they would have told you that you were just completely full of it, even though the phone had been invented like around 1857. Just yeah. People couldn't actually grasp that concept. And yet, by the 1920s, that was no problem. You could call someone on the other side of the continent. So something happened that no one had been able to conceive of just a few decades before that. That's probably what we're going to see with AI. It isn't just what people are telling us it is going to happen. It is what will happen that we can't even think of. That's going to be the big change. And it is scary. At the same time, there's lots of potential. So I hope things work out for the best. But whether I want it to or not, it's going to happen anyway. So I'm just going to make the most of it.
Well, a friend of mine who works in AI says there's a 10% chance AI will wipe out humanity. But we're still charging ahead with it.
No one knows. I mean, people make up these monies, they pull them out of their butts. Honestly, we have no idea. There's no way to possibly know. What we should do is put some safeguards in place, some guardrails, and we're working on that in Washington now. We'll see how it goes. I mean, there is potential for both good and harm, and we'll have to see how it works.
It's like any other computer program. It's what you put into it and who supervises it.
Right.
Sean, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now?
No, I'm taking some gains in, cloud computing and robotics and some other stuff today, just because the market looks a little shaky. It looks like it's nervously eyeing the exits. We'll have to see what happens. We could see a pullback here, you know. We've had kind of a decent run, could have a pullback, but I don't think the actual recession comes until next year. So overall, I am a buyer, especially of oil and gas, especially of uranium, but also robotics, industrial, healthcare. These are the things that are working very well and should continue to work for us. Also, I would favor larger cap over smaller cap right now. I know your audience probably doesn't want to hear that, but just seasonally, that's the way things tend to work out.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks. It was fun.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com Radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.